Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Most of us have observed a person or a situation, and then, based on what we saw, we reached a certain conclusion. But many of us also discovered later that our conclusions weren't accurate. They were wrong. Why does that happen? It happens because we didn't have, or we didn't know, all the facts. We weren't seeing the whole picture. So you and I need to be careful about the judgments we make, especially when we're judging other people. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. The Bible is the only lasting source of hope. You know as well as I do, we can't rely on the words of men because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people make, and maybe even specific promises that were made to you personally. But God is unchanging. He keeps His promises. And because God's Word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching from the Word with many people around the world in different languages every week, in both audio and print. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Just recently, we learned of an 81-year-old man in Kenya who gave his life to Jesus after reading one of our gospel tracts in his language. Our ministry partner told us that this man had been in prison for 13 years. Think of it. Even when this man wasn't in prison, he still wasn't free. He was a slave to sin. And because he was a slave to sin, he ended up in jail. But just a few days ago, he finished his sentence and he was released from prison. Now, he is truly a free man, because not only has he been released from prison, but he has also been set free from the power of sin. Praise God! Now he is free to walk in newness of life. Now, in just a few moments, we'll present today's teaching, Be Careful How You Judge. But before we do that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we bow in your holy presence. We acknowledge you as the giver of every good gift. We worship you. We praise your name. And we rejoice together that this 81-year-old man has found rest and peace in you through Jesus. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from your word, open my heart and the heart of my listening friend to receive what you have for us today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
We are all made with the ability to decide. God has placed within us reasoning powers. Those reasoning powers cover the whole area of life and make us continually responsible. Some have developed this ability to a high degree. In the legal profession, they are appointed judges to interpret the laws of our communities and to hand down decisions. Though not as highly developed, every one of us has this ability, because we are human. Because of this, we must be sure we use our powers properly and impartially. Most of us judge our neighbors much more harshly than we judge ourselves. It may be because we do not have all the evidences, so our judgment is unfair of them and most likely unfair of us when we judge ourselves. During the life of Jesus, people came to him with many of their problems. They wanted help. On a number of occasions, certain persons planned to create a situation which left him no real choice, no way to decide without violating God's holy law. Such an occasion is reported in John 8:1-11. I want to read that now. I want you to follow in your Bible and see exactly what happened. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" They said this, tempting him, so that they might have something with which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. So when they continued to ask him, he lifted up himself and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they who heard, being convicted by their consciences, went out one by one, beginning at the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are the ones who are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." In this experience, we should see the several conclusions that are necessary to help us be more careful how we judge. For example, here is one who was guilty in act. The evidence was proof. They brought her. They said she was taken in the very act. Proof enough. So they set her in the midst as a victim, and they were awaiting the verdict. So they went to the law of Moses, and they quoted from the law of Moses, a very good and legitimate law. They said, "Moses said in the law, the stoner, that such an one should be stoned." What's your verdict? What do you say? Here is one guilty, taken in the very act. How shall we judge her? How do you judge her? They were very quick to condemn. Had they not delayed bringing her to Jesus to tempt him to find out what he would say, they would have stoned her on the very spot. Guilty in act. But there is also the guilty in heart. They put Jesus on trial, so they did. Instead of answering them immediately, he began to write on the ground. We do not know what he wrote. But they kept pressing him. They kept asking him for a verdict. They kept wondering how and what he was going to say. So he raised himself up and said, "The one who is without sin, let him cast the first stone at her." Then he went on writing. Now, did you notice when I read the Bible that they were convicted in their hearts and began to leave from the oldest to the last? Guilty in heart they were. Surely they found her guilty in act, but they were guilty in heart. So they left. It is very important, my friend, in your style of judgment, that you search out your inner spirit before you begin to condemn. Yes, it's easy to be very harsh until the case is turned to you yourself. After they were all gone, except Jesus and the woman, he looked around at her and said, "Where are your accusers?" this brings me to the third conclusion. Guilty, but pardoned. There was Jesus and the woman. She was still waiting for the verdict. When he asked her, "Has nobody condemned you?" And she said, "No, no one." Now listen to what he said to her. Jesus spoke to her like this. "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." He acknowledged her guilt. Yes, he did. But he said, "I'm not going to condemn you." The one who could have, by his verdict, thrown the first stone, the sinless one, said, "No, I don't condemn you." Evidently, this poor woman was repenting. So he said, "Go and sin no more." Imagine how she must have felt deep in her soul that she was not condemned to death, for Jesus had pardoned her. Ah, but he said, "Sin no more." When you judge, be sure you take into account these conclusions: the guilty in act, and who has not sinned; the guilty in heart, and who must not confess that; guilty but pardoned. Who does not want to hear Jesus' words, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Oh, my friend, if God were to deal with us as we deal with one another, there would be no hope at all. But once pardoned, the word of Jesus should restrain us. Go and sin no more.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that sober warning. My friend, I'm sorry to say that too often I have not been careful enough in my judgment of other people. And God's Holy Spirit has convicted me of that sin. I am so grateful for His mercy and His forgiveness. Was this teaching that you just heard helpful to you? If so, you can request a copy of it either on an audio CD or in a printed script. We'd be happy to send one to you. Just ask for it by the title, "Be Careful How You Judge." The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, "Be Careful How You Judge." If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer for you. That's because we want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and to grow in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, "Be Careful How You Judge," either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will speak on this subject, "We Need Help." You won't want to miss that. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.